From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Thousands of demonstrators marched on Washington, D.C. Saturday, rallying for tougher gun laws in the United States.
We are here to call out every single politician, to force them into enacting this legislation, to addressing this legislation, to doing more than a simple Band-Aid on a broken bone.
More than 800 sister marches were planned in each of the 50 U.S. states and worldwide. Here's the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia.
You are a reminder that the right to life applies to our children sitting in our classrooms.
The March for Our Lives demonstrations, led by the survivors of the Parkland, Florida mass shooting, were expected to draw hundreds of thousands of people. Survivor Cameron Caskey.
My generation, having spent our entire lives seeing mass shooting after mass shooting, has learned that our voices are powerful and our votes matter. We must educate ourselves and start conversations that keep our country moving forward, and we will.
Student organizers are demanding that children's lives are made a high priority for the country and an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. A car bomb has exploded in the city of Alexandria, Egypt, killing at least two people and wounding at least four. Officials say the bombing targeted Alexandria's security chief 2 days before the country holds a presidential election. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. Islamic State released a video last month in which it warned Egyptians against taking part in the upcoming vote and urged Islamists to attack security forces and leaders. Ghana's parliament on Friday night ratified a deal granting unimpeded access to the United States military to deploy troops and equipment to the West African nation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has denounced Friday's attack in France that claimed four lives. The president tweeting about the terror attack in the southwestern town of Trèbes, saying the U.S. grieves the nation's loss. Earlier Saturday, France's interior minister said the police officer who exchanged himself for the hostages had died. More from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Authorities have identified the suspect as 25-year-old French-Moroccan Redouane Lakhdim, a small-time drug dealer who was reportedly under surveillance for potentially being a religious radical, although he was not considered a security threat. Interior Minister Gérard Colomb said Lakhdim first shot dead a driver while stealing a car in the southern town of Carcassonne, then opened fire on police, wounding one of them. His next target was a supermarket in the nearby town of Trèbes. Reports say Lakhdim shouted Allah Akbar, fired into the air, and took hostages. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Islamic State militant group's propaganda arm claimed responsibility for the attack. The Syrian army on Saturday paused its bombardment of Douma, the last rebel bastion near Damascus, a war monitor said, as insurgents prepared to leave the rest of their former enclave of eastern Ghouta. Buses that will carry thousands of fighters along with their families and other civilians into exile in northwestern Syria began entering the southern part of eastern Ghouta. South Korea announced Saturday that North Korea has agreed to meet next week to coordinate the logistics and agendas for an inter-Korea summit to be held in April. Each side will send a 3-member team Thursday to the border truce village of Panmunjom. The April summit between the two Korean leaders, the South's Moon Jae-in and the North's Kim Jong-un, comes ahead of the face-to-face meeting between U.S. President Trump and the North's Kim that's expected to take place at the end of May. China is condemning the United States for what it calls a serious political and military provocation after a U.S. warship entered waters near an island claimed by Beijing in the South China Sea. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said the U.S. had seriously harmed Chinese sovereignty and security. British investigators have entered the London offices of the data research firm Cambridge Analytica, which is at the center of the controversy over the alleged use of millions of people's personal data from the Facebook social network. Hired by the Trump campaign for U.S. president, the company had a blueprint for targeting U.S. voters during the election. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.